it's not only HSBC that's leaving. At the end of 2013, Phillips Lytle will be out of there. The Canadian consulate closed earlier this year. So your three anchor tenants, roughly 87, almost 89% of the occupancy of that 850,000 square foot building will be gone by the end of 13. That is a big headache. You know, I can't spin it. Nobody can spin it any other way. It is a major issue for downtown Buffalo. For all the positive things that have happened in downtown Buffalo, and there's been a lot of positive things, but on the negative side of the ledger is HSBC Tower.
I can still remember that building going up.
So can I, in the late 60s, early 70s.
It represented a time in Buffalo, I think, that thought that this was going to remain a major commercial city.
Remember, at that time, it was Marine Midland Bank. Mm-hmm. It was basically controlled by Buffalo interests. Unfortunately, it is now HSBC Bank, which is controlled by interests out of far, far away in Hong Kong and Shanghai, hence the name HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation. Buffalo, to them, is just an asterisk on their bottom line. The owners of the building, Seneca One Realty, which is a New York City investment group, they are working with the Urban Land Institute trying to figure out some possible reuses. There's been talk about a mixed-use rebirth hotel, residential office. I think adding more hotel rooms in the downtown core, you'll be flooding the supply and it may work against you.
But is it possible that maybe a 38-story building just isn't part of the future for Buffalo?
Well, it's not. They're not going to demolish it, that's for sure. A different scenario, more likely scenario, and this is one that will send a lot of negative ripple effects, is that Seneca One will file for some sort of bankruptcy. They'll walk away from the building. The building will go in the hands of a trustee or a receiver. The building may be sold for like 20 cents on the dollar. Somebody buys it and they start flooding that office space at $10 or $15 a square foot just to get people and cash flow in there, in which case that depresses the entire downtown market.
But some good news last week with the governor coming to town with an announcement.
Let's shift from bad news to good news. This is fairly significant, having Albany Molecular go into the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. This is one of the first times that we've seen out-of-town investment dollars come into the medical campus. Obviously, Cleveland Biolabs was out-of-town dollars, a couple other companies. But this is $200, $250 million investment, a couple hundred jobs. This is hope being realized in the Buffalo Medical Campus. Believe it or not, it's easier to get out-of-town investors to invest in the medical campus than probably some local interests.
Why?
It's a classic story in Buffalo, the doubting Thomas, oh, it's never going to work. Well, it is working. Out-of-towners come in, they look at it, they see the potential. I mean, that was the first words out of the chairman of Albany Molecular. He looked at this and he said, he sees potential. He sees what's happening there very much parallel to what has happened with Boston's medical corridor. So this is their chance to get in on the ground floor.
We do know the Bills game was sold out courtesy of a nice boost from Russ Salvatore.
Correct.
To sell out the game and get it on local television. At the same time, it's hard to believe that any game sells out in December. I went to that game last week where we got soaked on a Sunday afternoon watching the Bills beat the Jaguars.
Think about it. If you factor in this year's Toronto game, four of the last five Buffalo Bills games of the season are home games, quote-unquote home games. Again, if you factor in the Toronto game. Last year, three of the last four or five games were home games at the Ralph. I throw this back to Russ Brennan and to the Bills upper staff. If they have that much clout in the NFL, it's on them to say, hey, wait a second. You can't keep giving us December home games like this. You know, one or two is fine. But three, one year, four, the next, that's a lot. I mean, this isn't Dallas or Washington or New York City that instantly sell out. This is Buffalo, where they have to, you know, as I said, it's a weak economy. There's a lot of fight for the discretionary dollar. Seven games over two Decembers, that's a lot.
Jim Fink, as always, I appreciate you coming in for this week's press pass and keeping us up to date on what's happening in Buffalo.
Keep, you know, checking our website, buffalo.bizjournals.com.